On Monday, Cedar Ridge Ranch will submit a usage permit application before the Garfield County Commissioners to open their property for farm-to-table events, tours, and as a community gathering place. This is the latest of many undertakings to transform the family-owned ranch from functioning solely as a horse boarding facility to becoming a model for sustainable agrotourism in the county. 27-year-old Merrill Johnson began this initiative 5 years ago by selling compost.
The compost was started because at the time we were exporting and paying for our horse manure to be taken by the landfill. And I was sitting in a Colorado Mountain College class in physical geology learning about nutrient cycling and minerals and rocks. And it just kind of came to me how there's no such thing as waste, and waste is just an opportunity in disguise. I then started a composting company after reading a lot of books and getting deep into the compost world. We started making our compost from our horse manure and hay and sawdust.
And now you have a couple of large black heritage pigs.
Yes, we traded some compost to Rock Bottom Ranch for our first set of 5 pigs. And from there, I learned about food security and local food movement in our valley and how important it is. And also on the other half of food security, how there is a huge issue with food waste. And again, waste is nothing but an opportunity in disguise. So looking at food waste, contacting a couple grocery stores in the valley and working with them to pick up all of their produce that was not edible by humans and then feed that to our pigs.
But you didn't stop at grocery store leftovers. You've actually been going to local beer companies as well.
Correct. Yep, we have wonderful relationships and partnerships with a couple of the breweries in the valley. And we pick up every other day, and what's an actual waste product to them is an input into our system.
In addition to raising pigs and selling compost, the farm acquired Cebu cattle. Based on its low environmental impact, began raising chickens, growing produce, and offering workspaces for artists. I spoke with Lauren Polmato, who works from Cedar Ridge Ranch.
I do mainly oil paintings of horses. I was invited to have some of my work shown next to Charles M. Russell, a really iconic, historic Western painter. I get a lot of my motivation from my surroundings and inspiration, and I can look out my window here, see horses. I've got Pam, Randy, and Merrill. They're just great friends. I couldn't imagine a better studio to work in.
The Johnsons plan to further develop the ranch to inspire others towards sustainable living.
What inspired me to come back to the property was the fundamental reason of love. The love for my family, love for this location and property and what it is and what it means to other people. Not to just horses, but to all the creative artists, even to the elk that migrate through these fields and the songbirds that sing in the morning.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.